Hi, it's Mike. It's Mike Ogan here in Audio Boo. Glorious day. Glorious, glorious day. It's now 4:10 p.m. heading home. Well, I was up at just a quick one, a quick update on Andrus Farm. What's going on up there? I was up there this morning to commission a ventilation fan for the new shed that I had wired recently. This was the final piece to go in. And I popped up this morning about 10 o'clock and had it running by about 10:30, blasting out all air. But no beasts in the shed yet because the weather's been so damn good that they're hoping to keep them out at least till the middle of October. And if it stays good, in other words, the ground stays firm enough, the beasts will stay out until the ground is not firm enough. It's not good for them walking about in boggy fields. But while they're out there, they are getting fresh air, they are getting the natural environment. There's loads of calves that are growing up and growing up well with the good grass that's in the fields because of the lovely weather it's been over September. Right amount of rain, right amount of sunshine. And so everything's fine. And according to Jenny, every day the beasts stay out the shed is £100, or the sheds I should say, because there's more than enough beasts for one shed. There's several sheds. Every day that they stay out is £100 saved. And that means because where they're in, you've got ventilation running to stop them from getting pneumonia. You have extra bedding to put in, £16 a bale. And you have fodder. You'd be feeding them inside, so you're having to feed them the cake and oats and silage possibly. All costs money. And so £100 a day. Wow, what that over a month, yeah. That's what, £3,000 minimum over 1 month, 30 days. So anyway, everything's going well. Everybody's been busy on the farm. Andrew took time off. He was out in the fields when he saw me coming up. He took time off to come up and see me, see how the fan was going to be once it was up and running. And just have a wee blither. Such a glorious morning this morning. I mean, he was standing just with his farmer's shirt on, his sleeves rolled up. And I was similar, although not with a farmer's shirt on. But well, it was just absolutely beautiful. George, he's not taking time to stop at anything. They're getting on with as much as they can in the fields at the moment. Everything they can do at this time of year. They're not an agricultural farm as such. They do grow wheat. In fact, Andrew's got the big blower on in the grain shed. It's a massive thing. It's a big diesel engine. Old thing, I'm not quite sure. Probably, you know, 40s or 50s. Still working with cast iron. And it has about a 5 foot diameter fan in front of it. And that blows in through a mesh grill into a raised and ventilated slotted floor with the grain being on top inside the big shed. So masses of grain spread over a large area, air being blasted in below, and a large turbo heater, one of these fueled ones that most people know. You'll see them in garages and places like that, blowing hot air. Andrew's one, it's a stormer, 93 kilowatt output. Oh my god. So anyway, that's blowing hot air towards the big beastie, and the big beastie is pumping masses of hot air then into the raised ventilated floor to dry the grain off its oats. And then once that's dried, he reckons 2 days will dry that batch. Tons we're talking about here. And then that'll come out, and then another load will go in. And so on until all the grain's dried off. And they keep the grain, they don't sell it. It's purely for winter fodder. But they've been getting on with so many things this year. And it's been a bad summer, July and August. July was particularly bad, of course, so they lost time there. Caught up in August because it wasn't really too bad. But they're way ahead of themselves now with the beautiful weather we've had during September. And it was really good to see the tractors shooting about. Jim, the farmhand, Jim's that bandy now. He's a bit portly. Jim's that bandy, you could actually. I'm not quite sure whether it was because of weight and wear and tear on his bones, or the fact that he spent all those years sitting on a tractor. It's like sitting on a horse. So he's that, as we say, bandy legged or bowdy legged, that you could actually drive a tractor between his legs. he was got a tanker on the back of the PTO and his tractor, heading out with the slurry. That's proper slurry, by the way, farm slurry, not the human waste that some farms resort to get it out in the fields to feed their crops. They use the proper animal stuff, which has not got that horrible stink that you usually smell as you're driving down the road somewhere or on the motorway, and then you get hit in the face with it as it comes through the vents on your car. Wow, as if you're just driven into a sewerage. Well, literally, you're driving past a sewage, but no. So Jim's out doing that. George is out doing something else. They're all out. Jenny's looking after the caravan park as usual and selling her eggs and her tatties. And something that Andrew said last year that worked from about the tatties. It was a trial, and he says it's worked so well that they're just going to do it from now on forevermore. They're never going to actually grow their own tatties, apart from a small field for themselves. But he's found a way and means of getting an excellent crop from someone else at a great price and still sell it to his customers. So there you go. The farm this morning, looking resplendent with all the beasties out in the various fields and beautiful grass and everything abuzz with activity. And it's just wonderful. It was wonderful to be up there this morning. Unfortunately, I was only there for an hour and a half, because there's always a wee add-on just before you leave. There's always a Jenny. Jenny will always say, "See, before you go, can you have a look at that?" I don't mind, because I love being up there. But there's always that wee add-on, or two, or three. So I was there probably about an hour and a half to 2 hours max, and then headed down the road again. So it was great. So that's the latest update from Anders Farm. 5 stars today for goodness. Simple as that. Bye for now.